Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway, and I'm Arun Venugopal, filling in for Tanzina Vega.
And accordingly, may President Trump not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, or lean on his own understanding, but may he recognize your prompting and move according to your guidance.
That's Pastor Andrew Brunson, an evangelical pastor praying for President Trump on Saturday before the president addressed the Values Voter Summit, a major right-wing political gathering.
Forever and always, Americans will believe in the cause of freedom, the power of prayer, and the eternal glory of God. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
The evangelical voter base is made up of some of President Trump's most committed supporters. In 2016, President Trump received over 80% of the white evangelical vote. But with his recent foreign policy moves, even some of his most ardent evangelical supporters are beginning to question the president, including televangelist Pat Robertson.
I am absolutely appalled that the United States is going to betray those democratic forces in northern Syria, that we possibly are going to allow the Turks to come in against the Kurds. And I believe, and I want to say this with great solemnity, the president of the United States is in danger of losing the mandate of heaven if he permits this to happen.
President Trump's decision to seemingly turn his back on the Kurdish people is now a new test for evangelical voters' commitment to the president. Joining me now is John Fia, a history professor at Messiah College in Pennsylvania and author of Believe Me, The Evangelical Road to Donald Trump. John, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Why have some evangelical Christians expressed concern over the U.S. withdrawing troops from northern Syria and opening the door to the Turkish offensive?
Well, I think because Turkey is obviously a Muslim country, and there are large numbers of, or significant numbers of, Syrian Christians in that region. And the concern is religious persecution. Many evangelicals are great defenders of religious freedom, both at home and abroad, largely religious freedom as they define it, religious freedom for mostly Christians. So there's a fear, and we've already seen some of this happening, that many of these Syrian Christians now will not be protected from religious persecution.
So from your perch, would you say that there is a great alarm over these recent moves within evangelical communities?
There is an alarm. I think anytime you see people like Pat Robertson or Tony Perkins, the man who ran the Voters Value Summit that you referenced earlier, or people like Robert Jeffress, the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, and others, anytime you see them breaking in even the smallest way with Donald Trump, that shows you that this is a major issue for them. I'm not sure it's necessarily as important as religious liberty as they understand it at home. But certainly it is a top-tier moral and political issue for evangelicals.
Could you just explain what you meant by that?
Yeah, sure. Evangelicals have a variety of moral issues. They are values voters, but they define values in very specific ways. I think many evangelicals have a kind of hierarchy of moral values. So abortion is at the top of that list, and thus they're very concerned about the Supreme Court and all of these kind of domestic issues. I think secondarily, they're concerned about religious liberty at home, and what that really means to them is largely connected to the LGBTQ question of whether or not they can continue to uphold their beliefs on marriage, and you know, there's some other issues as well, but marriage is the big one, without government interference, you know, without government removing their tax-exempt status. And then I think somewhere down below, you know, in the tertiary level, or perhaps somewhere below those top two issues, at least in 2016 and in 2020, is religious liberty issues abroad. So when it comes to whether or not this issue in Syria with Trump pulling out and Syrian Christians being persecuted is going to have any effect on, you know, the loyalty of evangelicals to Donald Trump, you know, that's an open question, but I have my doubts.
you're an evangelical, but you've not been a supporter of the president, correct?
That is correct. I've been, I'm one of the 19%, if you will, of American evangelical, white American evangelicals who did not vote for Donald Trump in 2016, and I've been an ardent critic since then.
Why?
I think there's many things about Donald Trump. I'm opposed to Donald Trump, not in spite of the fact that I'm an evangelical, but because I'm an evangelical. You know, Donald Trump, first of all, in terms of character, does not match up to the kind of character that I'm looking for in a president. But I think a lot of his policies as well, particularly on the Mexican-American border, his racial remarks at Charlottesville and elsewhere, he has proven that many of his policies do not match up with the teachings of Jesus as well. And to me, that's very important. My primary criticism is not necessarily on Donald Trump. He's Donald Trump. He's always going to be Donald Trump with the moral flaws. You know, he'll be gone in 4 or 8 years. My biggest concern as an evangelical Christian is, you know, what is evangelicals' relationship to Donald Trump doing to my religious community, my tribe, the church, or as we like to put it, the gospel, the witness of the gospel? How has the fact that so many evangelicals have gotten into bed with this man, how is that going to damage the future witness of the Christian church? So I think those are my primary issues. I largely speak to my fellow evangelicals saying that this is a bad choice, because right now the word evangelical is pretty much associated with a particular brand of GOP politics. And when you pursue power in this way, it's not fitting of what Christians do. I mean, evangelicals worship Christ who sacrificed his life on a cross, right? Didn't pursue political power. So my critique is, you know, largely of those evangelicals who have supported Trump.
John Fia is a history professor at Messiah College and author of Believe Me, The Evangelical Road to Donald Trump. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.